Breathe. I do not say this in a condescending way. I say this as a friend. Patience, not panic. So last night, let's talk about it. If you've been watching this show for the past few days, the past few weeks, past few months, a lot of what we saw last night was not surprising. We knew going into last night that some states would look far more red early on and then drastically shift towards the Democrats because in those states, Democrat heavy mail-in ballots had not been counted yet, which importantly, in places like Pennsylvania, that is exactly what Republican state lawmakers wanted. Despite requests from local election officials who wanted time to process ballots far in advance of election day, like how we do in states like Florida. We also knew that this manufactured situation would be used by grifters like Tommy Lahren on social media and TV to cast doubt on the result of legitimate votes in a legitimate election before final results were announced. And unfortunately, and most horrifyingly, we knew that Donald Trump would falsely declare victory. And that is exactly what we saw Donald Trump do last night, claiming that he won states in an election that he had not won.
We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
Something that was so ridiculous that someone like Ben Shapiro and someone like me actually agreed on something. Tweeting last night, no, Trump has not already won the election and it is deeply irresponsible for him to say he has. Which is also why I have said in the past and consistently stand by my statement, I feel like this election was Donald Trump versus democracy. The stuff that he tried to pull last night, the stuff that he is trying to pull today, is what you see third-rate dictators do in other countries. That is not something we should be seeing from a sitting president or even a presidential candidate in a democracy. And despite how jarring it was for so many of us to witness that, a lot of us knew that was coming. What a lot of people called alarmist or Trump derangement syndrome is just people paying attention to what the man has been doing. But one of the main things that I want to hit here right at the top is for now, breathe, wait, and let's watch all the votes get counted. Also, be wary and skeptical of almost anything you see on social media right now, because we have already seen some, and you should expect far, far more misinformation being spread about votes being found. When in fact, what is being discussed are legitimate votes being cast in a legitimate election by legitimate voters. A number of grifters on social media, on TV, politicians. And they're going to try to use the situation that Republicans manufactured to call foul. But, and I really cannot emphasize this enough, there is nothing wrong or illegal about election officials still counting ballots after election day. This is something that happens in literally every general election, even when there is not historic amounts of mail-in ballots to count. It is impossible to expect a state that was not allowed to even count millions of absentee ballots until election day to finish in less than 24 hours. And anyone who is saying differently is either ignorant or lying and pushing an agenda. Now, with all of that said, let's talk about some specifics. And understand, as I'm recording this video, there is still a lot up in the air. It is a developing situation. Starting with swing states, we saw Donald Trump taking home Ohio and Iowa, as well as the much bigger electoral wins like Florida and Texas, which actually, to add to the things that we expected, like I said yesterday, I just did not expect Texas to actually be that close. So no Texas leg tattoo for me. But you know, those states were important for Trump to win. Those are all states that he won back in 2016. There was also a question of, could Donald Trump pick up new states, things that Hillary Clinton had won? But there, what we ended up seeing for Biden were clear wins in Minnesota, New Hampshire, Virginia, and Colorado. Now, very notably here, and like I said, developing situation, we are trying to practice patience. Some outlets, including Fox News and the Associated Press, have also called Arizona for Biden, which is incredibly notable because that is a state that Hillary Clinton did not win in 2016. Also, as of this morning, we're seeing a similar situation in Wisconsin with CNN, the New York Times, and AP calling the race for Biden, who, according to reports, won the state with a 20,000 vote lead on Trump. And there, we're seeing the Trump campaign saying that they'll be requesting a recount. Yeah, if that margin holds, it's actually very interestingly almost the opposite of the margin of victory that Trump had in 2016 there. But back to the news, like I said, a number of states have not been called yet, though understand this is a developing situation. Some of what I'm saying may be hitting you when it's old. In Michigan, when we started the day with Donald Trump ahead by about 226,000 votes, there were still more than a million ballots that had not been counted, including from the heavily Democratic Detroit area. And actually, as of recording this video, as more votes have been counted, Biden's taken a 67,000 vote lead, otherwise seen as a 49.8 to 48.6% lead. Then in Pennsylvania, while we started this morning with Trump having a 675,000 vote lead, that has since shrunk by more than half to a 320,000 vote lead. But very notably, Pennsylvania Secretary of State said this afternoon that there were still more than 1 million mail-in ballots left to be counted. Which remember, those are expected to heavily skew towards Biden, with reports saying that a nice chunk of them are also coming from the Philadelphia and Pittsburgh area where Biden is already winning, with relatively few votes uncounted in the strong Republican rural areas. And of course, like we've been saying for a while, we should not expect results out of Pennsylvania fully until Friday. Then in North Carolina, we saw Trump maintaining a 76,000 vote lead, but that state is also still counting all mail-in ballots that arrive until November 12th, as long as they were postmarked by Election Day. And finally, in Georgia, as of recording this video, and we actually may get results by the end of the day, but as of right now, Donald Trump has a 77,000 vote lead, but the votes that we're waiting for appear to be from counties in the Atlanta metro area where Biden is leading, with these also notably including mail-in ballots. But ultimately, that is where we are with the presidential election right now. And of course, like with everything I talk about on the show, I am fascinated to know your thoughts on what we have witnessed thus far and what you think is coming next. Then let's also talk about some important votes that do not involve the president. I'll try to get to some of the notable candidates this week, but we're gonna start with props. Starting with Prop 22 out of California, which of course we talked about on Monday. And there we saw Californians voting to exempt companies like Uber and Lyft from classifying gig workers as employees. California is also expected to pass Prop 17, which is a measure allowing felons still on parole to vote. Then in Florida, we saw voters overwhelmingly back a measure to raise the minimum wage to $15 asterisk by increasing the state minimum wage by $1 every year until 2026. In Washington, voters approved a measure requiring comprehensive sex education for students, which is notable because it is the first time a sex ed requirement has been decided on a state ballot. Also, big news out of Oregon, voters there have passed a measure that decriminalizes but doesn't legalize the possession of small amounts of hard drugs, with the measure now shifting the focus to addiction treatment rather than prison time. Oregon has also legalized psychedelic mushrooms, while the District of Columbia has decriminalized them. We also saw massive wins for marijuana legalization, with New Jersey, Montana, and Arizona all voting to legalize recreational marijuana. Also, Mississippi voted to legalize medical marijuana, and South Dakota actually voted to legalize both forms of marijuana, which I will say, when it comes to those drug measures, I am very happy to see this news. As I've talked about for the longest time, I think it just makes sense. Also, like how in Arizona and Montana, their ballot measure also made it so that people who were previously convicted of marijuana crimes, including felonies for possession, can now seek to have those convictions erased. And, you know, that's actually where I'm gonna leave it today. There are more props to jump through, Senate seats, House seats, but also to kind of come back around, right? Patience rather than panic. Part of what is important there is also pacing yourself. Right now, so many people are being overwhelmed, understandably. There's a lot that has happened, and there is a lot happening right now. Because among the other moving pieces, you should expect Donald Trump and the people around him to flail with what we're seeing as far as the results and make this as painful as possible to get him out of office. Right, even just 30 minutes ago, as I was recording this video, the Trump campaign has now filed a lawsuit halting the counting of ballots in Michigan. And actually, wow, as I was finishing up today's show, the Trump campaign is now saying they're going to sue Pennsylvania to stop the vote, with numerous Trump people also now falsely claiming that they won Pennsylvania. And there's no reason you should expect him to stop trying to invalidate and suppress votes or steal this election. And I say this to you not so you panic. I say this so that you know that it's coming. You can pace yourself. You can take a moment to breathe. And then, yes, react accordingly. I am not saying just sit back and let him do it. But yeah, we need to think about this one step, a few steps at a time, rather than your brain's just gonna implode if you take in everything. But ultimately, that is where I'm going to end today's show. And of course, as always, thank you for being a part of my daily dives into the news. Thank you for being a part of this family. Also, if you happen to be new here, you wanna get adopted. Hit that subscribe button, and hey, maybe even text me at 813-213-4423 for updates behind the scenes goodies. But with that said, of course, as always, my name is Philip DeFranco. You've just been filled in. I love yo faces, and I'll see you tomorrow.